弟兄姊妹，我们先念几处的圣经哈。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read through some Bible verses.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30:15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not.
我们得救呢，在乎归回安息。
It is in returning in rest shall ye be saved.
如果我们要有力量的话呢，我们里面必须要有平静安稳。
To have strength, we have to be in quietness and in confidence.
我们再请看耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah 29:11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。”不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
当主向我们想他的意念，他想对我们想事情的时候
，When our Lord thoughts to when He's thinking about us,
他里面呢都是带着平安的。
All His thoughts are of peace.
他的心中所要的呢，就是把平安带给我们。
In his heart, he wants to bring us peace.
我们再请看那个以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3.
以弗所书二章三节，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人讲。
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
我们是活在神的怒气的底下。
We live under the wrath of God.
这是我们原本的光景。
Where we were.
但是当我们到以弗所书二章十四节的时候
，When we come to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14,
他说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
我跳到十六节啊。
Skip to 16.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归于一体，与神和好。
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
所以这边讲说，我们原本是在神的怒气的底下。
Here it speaks that before that we were under the wrath of God.
但是在十字架上呢，有一件事情成就。
But on the cross, something was accomplished.
在十字架上呢，他把那个人与神的那个和平呢带进来。
He brought the peace between God and man.
他把那个敌意、那个冤仇呢废掉。
He did away with the enmity.
我们在念马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter
11,
verse 28.
马太十一章二十八。
Matthew 11:28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
然后二十九三十，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
29:30, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这边有两个安息。
Here there's two rest.
第一个，他讲到说，劳苦担重担的呢，到主面前来就得安息。
One it speaks that all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and if you go to the Lord, he will give you rest.
然后另外一个他想要说要负主的恶学主的样式，这样能得够，这样能够得安息。
And here it also says that when you take God, take the Lord's yoke upon you and you learn of him and you will also have rest.
我想最后我们再读一下罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章第五节到第七节。
Verses 5-7.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
随从我们这个老的这个肉体哈。
All old flesh.
就是死。
Is death.
就是与神为仇。
It's enmity against God.
但是呢，当我们随从圣灵的话，就能够得到生命和平安。
When we live by the Spirit, we can have life and peace.
我们一同有一点点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，每次当我们来到你面前的时候
，Lord Jesus, every time we come before you.
主啊，你的同在主要是何等的宝贵。
Your presence is precious.
主啊，因为在你同在当中，我们得到安息。
Because in your presence, we gain peace, we gain rest.
求主今天让你同在的安息能够充满在我们心里面。
Lord, that your the rest that from your presence can be among us.
把这段时间交在主的手中。
We give this time to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ.
我刚刚念了不少的圣经。
We read through the Bible verses.
我问弟兄姊妹几个问题。
I'll ask brothers and sisters a few questions.
弟兄姊妹在过去一个星期你心中有平安吗？
Over this past week, do you have peace in your heart?
你过去这个一个星期，过去一个月，或是过去这段时间，你心中有没有那个安息，还是有许多的翻腾呢？
Over this past week, this past month, over the last, the past, do you have this rest in your heart?
那你心中有没有忧虑很多的事情，好像不晓得前面会怎么样？
Are you worrying about a lot of things? Not know what is ahead of you?
或是说我们被眼前的很多的难处很多的忙碌呢压得我心里面喘不过气来
Or be oppressed by all these difficulties and this busyness
或是我这样问用这边你今天来到聚会里面你心中有没有安息呢
How about I ask you when you come to the meeting today do you have rest?
我在那个两个礼拜前
Two weeks ago
跟一些同学就跟他们交通那个安息的事
Sharing this matter of rest with friends
那就我回家之后，我里面就没有安息。
When I returned home, there was no rest in my heart.
因为呢，我的那个公司的那个 project 那个工作呢，星期五要 deadline 要截止。
The deadline for my work project was Friday.
然后礼拜一去上班，礼拜上班，哎呀，礼拜五就要结束，那为什么还有这么多？这个难解决的问题。
Monday and Tuesday already passed, and there's still a lot of problems in the project.
心中也蛮紧张。
I'm very anxious.
然后有时候我们要准备聚会啊，要知道要做决定什么题目，那个压力也很大。
The pressure from preparing the topic for the meeting is heavy.
然后儿子要做什么学校什么 science project， 要做那个科学展览。
And my son has the project for science exhibition.
对很多事情压在一起的时候，哇，我心里面就觉得很没有安息。
When many things come together, I don't have peace in my heart.
所以神有时候很幽默。
God is really humorous.
当我们跟人做见证，交通到我们基督徒可以有安息的时候。
When we testify to others that we Christians can have rest.
那常常讲完之后呢，神就开始做测验。
Many times after I spoke of this, the Lord tested me.
所以当我到了礼拜三的时候
，When Wednesday arrived，
应该说礼拜二、礼拜三的时候，我就突然有个感觉，我觉得神是平安的神。
From Tuesday into Wednesday, I have the sense that God is one who gives peace.
然后就学习在主的面前，我就把我自己放下。
So before the Lord, I learned to lay down myself.
放下之后。我里面就有了安息。
After I let myself down, I have this rest.
然后主就给了我一个题目。
Then the Lord gave me a topic.
你应该要交通那个十字架里安息，或者十字架里平安。
You have to share about the cross and rest and the peace.
结果呢，我今天要交通这件事情。
So today I'm sharing this.
然后这个礼拜这个星期一的时候，星期五我把事情做好了。
Friday,
靠着主的恩典做好。
Friday, by the grace of God, I finished the project.
然后这个星期一呢，就开始要做测试。
So this month, past Monday, we had to do some testing.
礼拜一早上一做测试，完全都不行。
Monday, when we did the testing,
然后
it couldn't work.
对，就开始想办法，因为他们测试呢，就有好几个人等着这些等着这个可以 work， 然后他们可以开始做测试。
Once the testing comes, people are waiting to have this work so they can test.
所以说这个不行的话呢，在白天的我们这边的员工跟晚上印度的员工，通通都就每天就呆坐在那边。
So when this doesn't work in the morning, the workers here in the United States and in the evening, those in India, they just sitting there.
所以星期一、星期二呢，又非常的那个很多的压力。
So a lot of pressure Monday and Tuesday.
所以很多时候神也很幽默。
So many times the Lord is full of humor.
那你在讲安息之前呢，最好自己再补课一下。
Before you speak about rest, you have to learn some lessons too.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，是这个神好在我们在十字架上呢，成就一件很宝贵的事情。
So on the cross, God accomplished something precious.
我们本来跟神是有个隔断的墙的。
There is this partition between God and us.
然后我们在神的那个震怒的底下。
And we're under the wrath of God.
好像我们一生都在这个跟神，在神震怒底下，你不可能有安息。
So our entire life we're under the wrath of God. We couldn't have rest.
但今天当我们把罪的重担哈带到神的面前的时候
，When we bring this burden of the sin before the Lord，
你可以把罪的重担呢。
We can lay down this burden of sin.
我们能够与神和好。
We can be reconciled with God.
而且还能够以神为乐。
We can have joy before Him.
那有一次那个有一个弟兄他交通这件事情。
A brother shared on this matter.
他说有一个夫妇呢，他们搬家然后搬到美国来。
Husband and wife moved to the U.S.
有一次他们。到了一个，他们在那边到一个新的地方，他们想要找一个地方聚会。
They went to a new place. They wanted to find a gathering.
他们还没有信耶稣，但他们想要找一下聚会看看。
They are not Christian, but they would like to find a meeting.
所以有一天，那个弟兄的那个在波饼聚会的时候
，So this brother came to the breaking of the bread meeting.
他们就第一次找来了这个地方，不是这地方，就找来到他们那个地方。
So they found this place.
就当那个聚会结束的时候呢
After the meeting,
那个弟兄就跟这个新来的这个夫妇他们交谈
This brother spoke to the new friends here
对然后他们就说当我们在聚会的时候呢我们好像回到家里
They said when we come to the meeting during the meeting it's as if we have come home
我们好像在一个在人生的那么多的起伏当中，我好像回到一个那个安息的家里面。
Like in this whole life, I've the turmoil of life, I've come back to home and have rest.
所以他们就在波饼聚会的时候信耶稣了。
So they believe in the Lord Jesus during the breaking of the bread meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们相不相信这句话？
Do we believe this word?
凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那个，我想大家很多听过这个比方哈。
Many of you heard about this example.
两个画家呢，我有一个人想要请画家画一个主题。
A person wants the artist to paint a picture.
叫做平安 peace.
Peace.
然后这两个画家拿到这个。题目 assignment 之后呢，就回家去想要怎么画。
Two artists have this assignment and they thought about how to do it.
然后过了一阵子之后，他们就回来交给这个给他们题目的人。
After a while, they turn their pictures in.
然后有一个人呢，画了一个湖。
One drew a picture of the lake.
然后这个湖呢，非常非常的平静。
It was very quiet.
然后一点的那个涟漪都没有。
No ripples.
然后那个后面的那个山呢，树呢， 就在情境的湖面就有一个很清楚的倒影。
There is a very clear reflection of the mountains on the lake.
所以在这个画家的心里面，他觉得平安好像就一切静止不动，很安静。
So in the heart of this artist, peace is nothing moving.
另外一个画家画了一个瀑布。
And another artist drew a fall, a waterfall.
很好像那个很湍急的那个很厉害的那个瀑布，在那水哗啦哗啦流。
It was a very It was very loud and very strong fall.
但是在那个瀑布上，那个旁边呢，有一个小树枝。
On the side of this fall, there was a small branch.
那小树枝上面有一个鸟巢。
And there was this nest.
鸟巢里面呢，有一个小鸟在睡觉。
And there's a bird there sleeping.
所以在这个画家的眼中，他觉得这个是安息。
So in the eyes of this artist, this is rest.
他在最湍急、最叫人不能够平安的环境里面。
In the most unable to settle circumstance.
但是有一个小鸟呢，却能够安稳的睡在那边。
Yet the bird could lay there asleep.
这个是我们要讲的安息。
This is the rest that we want to speak about.
我想在我们认识的或是我们知道的或是认识的一些还没有信耶稣的长辈。
Among the elderly people whom we know who have not received the Lord.
就是一些我看到的，我听到的。
Those who I know and those who I've seen or heard of.
有的人他觉得。我现在年老了，我觉得他嘴巴上讲说我不怕死。
Some are getting old and they say, oh, you know, I'm not afraid of death.
可是我们知道，跟他的心里面深处呢，他有一个蛮深的惧怕。
But we know that in deep in his heart, he has this fear.
有时候有病的话就一直，好像一直买药，一直有药的话就赶快吃。
Like when they have sickness, they will quickly get a lot of medicine.
感觉好像多吃药就感觉心里面比较安息。
Like the medicine will give you rest.
但是我们知道，在人生的那个末了的时候，好多人他里面有个恐惧，找不到安息。
But at the end of life, many people have this fear that they don't have peace.
所以当我跟朋友交通这件事情的时候
，When I share with my friends.
我心中突然有个感觉哈，
I have this feeling in my heart.
就说我们人生活在这个地上，可以活了这么多年。
In our life, the lifetime it can be many years.
然后我们奋斗了这么多年，做了这么多的事情。
We strive all these years and we've done many things.
而一直到最后的时候，我们以为可以那个叫什么，好像就可以退休，得享晚年，安享晚年这样。
And at the end, we think that, oh, we can retire and enjoy our retirement.
可是问题是，到了你奋斗一生之后，到了末了的时候，你还是没有安息。
But after you fight all your life, at the very end, you still do not have this rest.
那我就想说，你在工作的时候已经没有安息了，养小孩又没有安息，然后到了最后面还是没有安息。
When working, you do not have rest. When you are bringing up your children, you do not have rest. And at the end of your life, you still do not have rest.
那我们人生到底是怎么回事呢？这一生都没有安息吗？
What's the problem with this life? We don't have peace. We don't have rest entire life.
哇，当我这样想的时候，心中突然跳跃起来。
And at the end of, you know, after thinking about this, I was jumping in my heart.
我说信耶稣实在太有福了。
I said it is a blessing to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我可以。在我的人生当中，我真的可以找到安息的。
In my life, truly, I can find rest.
不仅我到了最后的时候呢，我知道我往哪里去。
Not just that I know where I'm going at the end of my life.
就在我们平常的那个日子当中，我们在工作、在求学，你可以得安息。
Even your normal daily living life, you can have rest.
只要我们来到主的面前的话，把重担卸下，他应许。
As long as we come before the Lord and lay down our burden, He has promises He will give us rest.
如果没有信耶稣，我真的一辈子到最后还是没有安息。
If I did not believe in Jesus, all my life I will not have peace at the very end.
所以当我想到这个时候，心中就欢喜跳跃。
So when I think about this, I was jumping in my heart. I was very glad.
我们可以感谢主，我们在我们的一生里面，我们可以有主可以会给我们安息。
We thank the Lord that in our lives the Lord gives us peace.
他是平静安稳的源头。
He's the origin of this quietness.
他是我们的藏身之处。
And he's our hiding place.
他为我们担负了我们一切的重担。
He bear all our burdens.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话是真的。
This word is true.
凡劳苦担，每一个劳苦担重担。
That everyone who labor and are heavy laden.
到主面前来就可以得安息。
That when we come to the Lord, we will find rest.
哎，但是主耶稣讲。讲话的时候他没有停在这些
But the Lord did not stop there.
他在马太福音他说你们当负我的轭
He said to take my yoke upon you.
那个牛上面有个轭
The ox has the yoke.
对然后学主的样式
And to learn of him.
这样你心中必得享安息
Then in your heart you shall experience rest.
所以弟兄姊妹会觉得，哎，为什么主要加这么一句呢
？Brothers and sisters, have you thought about why the Lord added this?
所以我们会发现哈，基督徒在我们一开始的时候，的确我们得着赦罪的平安。
Indeed, that from the beginning, Christians we have the peace that is from our sins been forgiven.
对，我们一生的这个罪的问题跟神那个当中那个仇敌的问题已经被解决了。
This matter of sin and enmity with God has been solved.
但是呢，基督徒信主之后，还有一个更深的平安。
But after a Christian believes in the Lord Jesus, there is still a deeper rest.
这个平安呢，需要学主的样式才能够得到。
This deeper peace we have to learn of the Lord before we can gain it.
因为主耶稣自己是那个安息的主哈，他是安息的主。
He's the Lord of the rest.
我们只要有他的样式的话呢，他自己是安息的，我们就可以有安息。
When we have his likeness, then he himself has rest, and we have rest too.
但是呢，如果要学主的样式的话，你会发现你要先负主的轭。
But to learn of him, we have to first take up his yoke.
我们常常很像野牛一样，这样跑来跑去，不受管制。
We oftentimes are like wild oxen.
但是。当我们要负主的轭的时候呢，你才有可能像主。
To take up his yoke, then we can be like him.
就是说才能够学到主的样子。
Then we can learn of him.
我在那个两三年前的时候。
About two, three years ago.
主给我一个感觉哈，就是我们应该怎么属灵的路应该怎么往前走。
The Lord gave me the feeling of how we have to walk the spiritual way.
所以主好像给我看到一条路
As if I see a road, a way.
所以那个时候我跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们一定要跟主有个人的接触 personal contact.
I share brothers and sisters that we have to have this personal contact with the Lord.
这是我们属灵 生命成长进的一个重要的关键
It's crucial in our spiritual life growth.
然后我也交通到弟兄姊妹我们需要走里面的路不是外面
I also share that we have to walk the inner way not the outward way
让主在我们里面做那个工作
that the Lord can work within us
不是说我现在讲什么规定你就照着外面规定去做
not that I lay down some rules and you go according to the outward rules
然后神也给我一个路呢就是接下来呢我们可以进到十字架的事情
and the Lord also showed me this way thatAfter this, it is the way of the cross.
对，其实我也不晓得该怎么讲。
I do not know how to share with this.
然后主好像给我一些的图画，但是我只能一步一步靠主，让我知道怎么讲什么事情。
The Lord gave me some pictures, and I have to lean on the Lord to share this one step at a time.
所以这一次呢，跟十字架是有直接关系的。
So this has to do with the cross.
其实负轭就是十字架。
To bear the yoke.It means the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹不要老是觉得我讲过啊，不要觉得十字架是一个很负面的事情。
Do not think that the cross is a very negative thing.
在这边呢，你发现十字架是一个正面的事。
The cross is a positive thing.
它把我们带进那个主的安息里面。
It brings us into the rest of our Lord.
所以当我们负那个轭哈，就是学主的样式。
When we take up his yoke, it's to learn of him.
啊，弟兄姊妹可以这样想。
You can think of it this way.
当你碰到事情的时候
when you are hit with when you are when you come across something，
或是你要做什么决定的时候
，to make make a decision，
啊，或是你要怎么反应的时候
，how you react to something，
你可以想一想主会怎么做
，you think about how would the Lord do。
如果主在这边，他要做这个决定的话，他会怎么决定
？What would he? How would he decide? What kind of choice would he make?
如果这个事情然后跑临到我身上的时候，主他自己会怎么反应
？When this thing come upon me, if the Lord himself, how would he react?
如果我今天要教小孩，那主要怎主在这边的话，他要怎么教我的小孩
？If I were to teach my child, if the Lord is here, how would He teach my child？
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做学主的样式。
Brothers and sisters, this is to learn of the Lord。
主会怎么做呢？我们寻求，我们就这么做。
How would He do it? We will seek Him and we will do as He would。
另外一个就是，当你这样去想事情的时候
，When you think about things in this way，
你如果发现哈。我做这些决定，这些反应呢，不像主。
If you realize that all these decisions and reaction that you have is not like the Lord，
其实很明显，很多事情主不会这样子反应的。
It is very obvious the Lord would not react in this way。
那我们心中有没有一个感觉呢？我们要改变。
Do we have the sense in our heart for the need to change？
要不要回转，让主在这事情上面真的做主？
To repent and have the Lord have His lordship on this matter.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫学主的样式。你一学的话，才有安息。
This is to learn of the Lord. If you learn of Him, you will have rest.
这个十字架的这个轭哈，是一种约束。
This cross, this yoke is a restraint.
先确定太阳不在。
I'm gonna make sure my wife is not here.
对，你在家里面这个夫妻相处。
When you're interacting with your
husband and wife, so sometimes, we talk and talk, right?
When we're interacting, talking to each other,
when we're talking,
Sometimes our attitude when we speak and sometimes the way we speak is not at its best.
所以当我想要里面想要回嘴的时候
，When I try to talk back，
那我有两个选择
，I have two choices。
那我就针锋相对这样子。
To meet directly against，
或是说我就把嘴闭上一点。
Or shut my mouth。
弟兄姊妹，这个叫负轭。
This is bearing the yoke.
我照着我自己想要的，我这个回去我比较舒服。
If on my own, I would just talk, you know, right back. It feels good.
然后但是我这个保持安静的话呢，我就觉得很矮了一截这样。
But to keep my silence, I feel I'm, you know, kind of like downgraded.
但是当一个人愿意负这个轭的时候呢
？But when someone is willing to take up this yoke.
就是生命平安。
That is life and peace.
对不起，我可能常常用这个比方，就是洗碗。
Maybe I oftentimes use this example doing the dishes.
这个我们有家庭之后，那个碗老是都洗不完。
When you have a family, it's endless dishwashing.
对。但最近我太太洗的比较多啊，就这样子。
Lately, my wife has been washing a lot of dishes.
但是每一次，我是故意不规定哈，我一定要丈夫一三五洗碗，或者太太二四六洗碗，我尽量不要这样的规定。
I really don't want to put it that way that you know we have the routine. You know, one does the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the other one Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
那对，当然是对我个人来讲，我觉得一个家就是。我可以的话呢，我就去有一个感动，我就去做这个事情去服侍。
To me, as a family, you know, you should have this burden in your heart to, you know, to do when you to serve.
但是呢，有时候我看了，哎呀，那个碗真的累积太多了，就没办法再洗手。
When I sometimes when I see that this is so many dishes that I couldn't even wash my hands.
那我就。这是我有两个选择了。
So yeah, I have two choices.
我应该是说我只能够洗碗，但是我里面的心里面的光景呢有两个选择。
At that time, my only choice. choice actually is to do the dishes, but in me, in my the condition of my heart, there are two choices.
我是一方面是很不甘不愿，然后心里面一直嘀咕，然后一边在那边洗碗呢。
And to do it unwillingly, and you know, just talk in their heart, and you know, and then to do the dishes.
还是我愿意附和说这件事情呢，我应该欢喜快乐的。不是我的家呢。
Or to take up the yoke and do it joyfully and serve my family.
所以每一次呢，如果能够负荷的话
，Every time when I'm taking when I take up the yoke，
那个就是生命平安。
There is life and peace.
在我跟一些弟兄姊妹提过，就是在前一阵子呢，当我在工作上面碰到一个同事。
A while back when I met a colleague.
对，其实我们在我公司很少碰到这么命的人的。
In my company, we hardly meet one who's that mean.
他，我们一起做一个同一个 project， 他想要提供那个一个设计。
When we're doing a project, he wants to give us design.
所以他就来问我一些事情。
So he came to ask me.
我想他心中有点急躁，因为他那是他的责任，他要赶快把它做好。
He was kind of anxious and tired because that was his responsibility. He wanted to finish it.
但他对这个部分呢，他又不太熟。
But he wasn't very familiar with it.
所以他就勉强自己呢，把他一个设计把它做出来。我看了一下就乱七八糟的。
And he tried to finish a design, and you know when I looked at it, it's a mess.
我不知道怎么讲，就是我现在我做的时候呢，有些细节呢是已经。现有的东西我不需要太注意的。
What I do is some things are already details are already there. I do not have to look at it.
所以他一来到我这个我的那个桌子旁边的时候
，When he came to my desk，
他就一个一个问。
He asked me every single one.
他说，哎，这个如果发生这样的情况的话，会怎么样呢
？He said, what if this something happens to this? What will happen?
我就跟他说，不太清楚，这是现有的功能，我要查一查。
And so I don't know. This is what the function, you know, that is already there. I would have to do a research.
他就说，哦，你不知道吗？这个不知道。
Oh, you don't know this one? Okay, you don't know this one.
然后下一个呢，就是类似的问题。
And then the next one, next question is similar.
然后他就说，哦，这个你还是不知道。
Oh, this you don't know this one. Okay.
然后最后问到第三个还是不知道。
The third one, he said, "Oh, you still don't know this one?"
我看他说，我看你什么都不知道，我们下次再谈吧。
Oh, it seems like you don't know anything. Well, we'll talk next time.
之后呢，我就发现他要做的东西，其实之前的那个另外一个同事呢，都已经做好了。
After that, I realized that what he was going to do, another colleague has already finished.
等他自己搞不清楚状况。
He wasn't sure of what he was going to do.
那时候我有两个选择。
At that time, I have two choices.
我真的很想写一个 email， 好好的杀人不见血的把他这个问题都点出来。
I felt like writing an email and to you know to speak to him about this matter without hurt without any.
我可以很厉害说，你现在要写的东西呢，那个同事一个月前就已经都 email 给我们了。
I was going to tell him that what you have written, what you're going to do right now, that colleague has already emailed us a month ago.
然后你这个画的图里面这个理解这个领会这个都不对。
What the picture, you know, the drawings that you did, what you have, you know, it's all you didn't know what you're doing.
还好没有这样写。
很烂 ，I didn't do that。
弟兄姊妹，我们要负荷。
We have to take up the yoke。
我就好好写了一个 email， 就跟他说，我知道你对我很 upset。
I wrote him an email that I know you are very upset with me。
那我觉得你这个部分呢，可以请参考一下那位同事做的一个事情。
And go take a look at what the other colleague has done。
啊，之后他就不再讲话。
He didn't speak after that.
弟兄姊妹，真的很多事情，我们要学习让主向我们父主的恶。
Many things we have to learn to take up our Lord's yoke.
它好像是约束。
It's like a restraint.
不知道好不好讲这， 这个我年轻的时候呢，我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
我们是弟兄姊妹在一起嘛
，Brothers
and sisters together。对，我那时候也搞不清楚状况，我跟那个姊妹有时候好像哥俩好这样。
I was like buddies with the sisters。
所以很多事情我都没有注意，产生了一些误会跟伤害。
I didn't pay attention to many things, so I caused some misunderstandings and hurts。
所以我后来发现。我需要负荷。
So later on, I realized I have to take up the yoke.
我不能再像以前好像哥俩好。
I cannot be like in the past, like buddies.
这些负荷的事情呢，叫我们能够得到生命平安。
This matter of taking up the yoke can help us to have peace and life and peace.
那个负荷也是主的引导，跟他同行。
To take up the yoke is also the Lord's guidance to walk with him.
这个是跟那个耕田的背景有关系。
It has to do with tilling the field.
在耕田的时候呢，通常一个农夫要训练一个年轻的牛。
Well, tilling the farmer is going to
train
the younger
ox. 所以他把一个老的有经验的牛呢，跟一个小牛呢，放在同一个轭上面。
So he put the yoke over a.Old ox and the younger one.
所以当他们一起走的时候呢，小牛就 OK， 当然一起走。
So the little one will have to walk together with the older one.
小牛就跟着那个老的牛呢，这样走的话就对。
So the younger one, as long as he follows the older one, it's right.
如果那个小牛刚开始这样想要挣扎、想要挣脱的话，他就很不舒服。
When the younger one tries to struggle in the very beginning that he doesn't feel good.
如果他照着老的有经验的老牛这样子去顺着行的话，他就可以完成他的使命。
If he goes with the older oxen and walks, then he can finish his
他的耕田的工作。
The work of his tilling.
我那个有一位年老的丁弟兄，他已经被主接去了。
Brother Jonathan has already been received by the Lord.
他在刚来美国的时候，跟在聚会当中有一些交通。
When he first came to the States, he had some sharing.
他说他年轻的时候有一次看到一个图画。
When he was younger, he saw a picture.
他觉得他是一个牛。
He felt he was an ox.
他是很爱主的人，爱主的弟兄。
He loved the Lord.
他就像感觉像一个仆人，像一个牛哈，在地上耕田。
He felt like he was a servant, like an ox.Tilling the land.
他想象的时候，他想说，哎呀，主啊，主好像是在后面那个用鞭子打他的那个农夫啊。
When he was imagining, he said, you know, the Lord is like the farmer who's, you know, hitting him, trying to get him to move.
所以他爱主，他说，主啊，你打没关系，我受苦，我还是为你劳苦服侍你。
And because he loved the Lord, he said, Lord, it's okay if you hit me, I would still serve you.
当他走一会儿之后呢
？After walking a while，
他突然发现旁边还有一条牛。
He suddenly realized there's another ox next to him。
他往旁边一看，吓了他一跳。
When he looked on his side, he was shocked。
他说：“主啊，怎么是你啊
？”Said Lord, how come it's you？
他说：“那条，他以前以为主是后面鞭打他的，叫他工作服侍的一个主。
In the past, he imagined that the Lord is the one who whipped him in the back and had him serve him.
现在他发现呢，原来他的主呢，我们的主呢，是跟他在旁边跟他一同负荷的那个老牛。
After that, he realized that the Lord, our Lord, is the one who the ox is next to him.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫与主同轭。
This is to bear the yoke of the Lord.
我们不要误会主，好像是。在那边要我们耕田的人。
Do not misunderstand the Lord that he's the farmer wanting us to till the land.
当我们负荷的时候，他跟我们同负一轭。
When we bear the yoke, he is bearing it with us.
所以我们要能够像主的话，我们要学主的样式的话，我们要与他一同负这个轭。
If we want to be like the Lord, if we want to learn of him, we have to bear the same yoke.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得这个轭好像很难。
Brothers and sisters, do not.Feel that this yoke is hard.
如果一个人愿意柔软谦卑的话
，If a person is willing to be tender, to be humble,
他发现那个轭呢是一个很大的福气。
That this yoke is a great blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果没有这个轭的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not have this yoke,
我猜猜想我们家可能一团糟。
My house would have been in a mess.
那也许我在工作上面恐怕也得罪了很多人。
My work, I would have hurt a lot of people.
那我跟弟兄姊妹，我不晓得，你们看我好像脾气不错，但是没有恶的话呢，一定出事情。
Brothers and sisters, you might think I have a very good person, good temper, but without the yoke, there's going to be trouble.
所以如果你愿意跟主一同负那个恶的话。
So if you're willing to bear the yoke of the Lord,
它一定带来属天的那个平安。
It will bring heavenly peace.
我必须承认哈，有时候我选择了另外一条路。
I have to admit that sometimes I pick the other way.
啊，每次一选完呢，然后发生一些不管是回嘴呢，或是你不能那个约束自己。
After choosing that path, choosing that way, whether it's to talk back or something else.
对，我就像一只斗败的公鸡。
And just like a
要输掉的一个。
A rooster that have lost the fight.
好像就感觉没有安息啊，心中沮丧。
And I have no rest and feel despair. It is a despair, man.
因为在这事情上面，我没有尊重主。
Because in that matter, I did not honor the Lord.
那主的样式在我身上完全显得出来。
The Lord's likeness cannot be manifested in me.
但是当愿意负恶的时候呢，你会发现你是巴不得负恶，让生命平安能够充满在我们的生活里。
But when I'm willing to take up the yoke, then there will be life and peace in me.
我们再请念一处的圣经。
We'll read another Bible verse.
在希伯来书第四章。
Chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章
Hebrews 4
第一节
Verse
1一跟二哈
One and two
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许就当畏惧免得我们中间会有人似乎是赶不上了因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样只是所听见道与他们无异因为他们没有信心与所听见的道相合
Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest any of you should seem to come short of itFor unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
这个安息是已经应许要给我们了。
This rest is already promised to be given to us.
但是要谨慎，要畏惧。
We have to fear and we have to be diligent.
因为有可能我们会赶不上进不去，会失败。
Because we may come short of it.
这边有个原因，因为他们听见的道。没有跟信心，就信心没有跟听见的道调和在一起。
There's a reason here because their word that they heard did not mix with the faith in them.
然后十、十一、十二节。
And verses 10 through 12.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能自入剖开连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
For he that is entered into his rest he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his let us labor therefore to enter into that rest that any man fall after the same example of unbelief for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有个使命要进入安息的。
So brothers and sisters, we have this mission to enter into rest.
要得着安息。
To gain this rest.
我们有可能没有得着了。
There is a possibility that we do not gain it.
那个十一节他说，我们务必竭力进入到安息。
In verse 11, that we strive diligently to enter into that rest.
有时候我们很难理解。
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand.
因为安息跟竭力好像是冲突的东西。
To rest and to strive is on opposite ends.
那个弟兄姊妹，我们先不要误解哈，安息就是什么都不动。
We don't want to misunderstand that to rest is not to do anything.
其实我们主耶稣自己呢是非常的辛劳的。
Our Lord Jesus labored.
他好像没有枕头的地方。
Yes.No place to rest his head.
当他需要的时候，他整夜祷告。
When he had need, he prayed all night.
他劳苦的工作。
He labored his work.
他三十岁看起来像五十岁。
When he was 30, he looked like he was 50.
他外面竭力做主的工。
On the outside, he labored the Lord's work.
但他里面总是属天的安息。
But in him, inside him, there is this heavenly peace.
所以弟兄姐妹不要误解，好像安息就什么都不动。
It's not that to rest is to do nothing.
但是到底什么是竭力进入的安息呢？
What it is to labor, to strive diligently.
什么叫做那个听见的话呢？你不信他，没有调和呢？
What does it mean that the word that you have heard that you did not mix with faith?
这边我一个领会啊，就是在十二节呢，这个作者写了一段蛮特别的话。十二节，四章
十二节。
他讲到说，我们他前面讲到那个不信从，就是不听神的话。
Before that, he speaks about that unbelief, not that disobey God's word.
但是他接下来讲到说神的道。的事情。
But then later on, he speaks about the word of God.
他说神的道是活泼有光，好像两刃的利剑。
It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
然后把我们这个好像人这样剖开，刺入剖开了。
Seem like it pierces and divides us.
这个是什么东西？
What is this?
这个是一个祭坛上的图画。
It's a picture of the altar.
也就是说，在祭坛上面有一个祭牲摆在那里。
That is on the altar. There's the sacrifice there.
他必须安息在那边。
The sacrifice has to rest upon the altar.
然后让那个祭司呢，用那个利刀哈，把它分开的。那个叫那个是祭坛。
That a priest can divide the sacrifice with the sword.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们不信，没有跟那个我们所听见的话调和的时候，表示我们这个人没有放在祭坛上。
When we are in unbelief, when we do not mix the word with the faith, that means that.Us, this person is not on the altar.
祭坛就是十字架的意义。
Altar is the cross.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个讲起来也不会，也应该不难领会。
It's not difficult to understand.
你觉得你对主的话到底信得过信不过呢？
God's, the Lord's words, are you able to believe? Do you really believe in it?
你大家想象，如果主讲了一句话，讲了一个应许，你信得过的话，你应该有安息。
When the Lord speaks about His promise, if you believe, then you should have rest.
但是现在好像我信不过这个话的时候呢，就你就得不到安息。
When I'm unable to believe His word, then I'm unable to gain this rest.
为什么我信不过这个话？
Why am I unable to believe in this word?
因为我没有把自己摆在祭坛上。
Because I did not put myself on the altar.
也就是说，我没有真的把自己。交托完全交托摆下。
That is to say, I have not entrust myself totally to the Lord.
我还是在抓住我自己要做的。
I'm still holding on to what I want to do.
那我自己要的呢，跟神的话呢有一个冲突。
What I want is at odds with God's word.
所以如果我们不能完全的安息在祭坛上的话，我们信不过主的话。
If we cannot completely rest on the altar, then we cannot believe in the Lord's word.
我们信主之后呢，大家知道我们里面有一个内战。
After we believe in the Lord, we know that within you there is a battle.
我们老旧的那个肉体呢，跟住进来的圣灵是相争。
Our old flesh and the spirit who came to live in us is at odds.
你知道这个内战要怎么样才能够平息吗？
They're at enmity. How do you solve this battle?
你知道这个圣灵一住在我们里面，他不会走。
When the Spirit comes and lives in us, He will not leave us.
我们信主之后，这个新的生命呢，就住在我们里面，我们永远是神的儿女。
After we believe in the Lord, this life is there to stay, and forever we are His children.
我们再怎么糟糕，再怎么失败，圣灵还是住在我们里面。
However bad we are, however bad we fail, the Spirit is still living in us.
那怎么办？肉体圣灵是在那边斗争的。
How, what are we going to do? The flesh and the spirit is at enmity.
除非那个。自己死了就安息了。
Unless you die to yourself, then there is rest.
肉体那边放下了，死了就安息。
When the flesh, you lay down your flesh, then you're dead. The flesh is dead, then you are at rest.
他不死的话，就起来打仗。
If it's not dead, then it will come up and fight.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要让神的话进到我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, we have to let the Lord's word enter into us.
他进来之后，你会发现我这个。不安息的部分呢，他把它分开了。
When the word is in us, this part is not at rest, he will divide it.
我们要竭力让主 做他的工，我们让他分开我们。
We have to strive diligently for the Lord to do His work.
当你分开的时候，你会发现我自己这部分呢，就歇了自己的工。
To do the dividing work, and when it's divided, and you can see that yourself, the work is ceased.
里面就有个安息，神就在我们身上自由的工作。
And there is this rest in us, and the Lord can do what He wants in us.
有一句话，大家弟兄这边很熟啊。
Brothers, this is you're very familiar with this.
先求神的国与神的义，一切所需用的就要加给你了。
Seek first the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
问题是我们信得过吗？
But the problem is, do we believe?
先求主的国，我们先求主的事情，结果我们需要他就会给我们了。
We first seek the Lord's things, and then what we need, He will give us.
我们的工作
our work,
学业
our study,
研究
our research,
然后我们将来婚姻的对象
our future,
神要 给我们的
the Lord is going to give it to us.
我们信得过吗
can we believe him?
所以如果我们不放在祭坛上的话
if we don't put ourselves on the altar,
当我们一听到这个话的时候
when we hear this word,
我们发现我有一些 是我自己要的
we realize that there are things that we want.
我这个研究或是学业能不能拿 A 或是完成，我放不了手给主的。
My research, my studies, do I get an A? I cannot give it to the Lord.
对，我有一个对象，如果我不赶紧抓住的话，就跑了。
I have this person that I like. If I do not hold on, the person will go away.
但当这个话一进来的时候
，But when this word comes in,
我们让他把我们分开。
We let the word divide us.
我们突然发现，好多的事情是我。
Then we realize that there are some things, a lot of things that we wanted.
这是我的肉体。
This is my flesh.
然后这是我抓住信不过主的地方。
What I held on to, what I couldn't believe the Lord.
我们需要把自己摆在祭坛上。
We have to lay ourselves on the altar.
完全的安息下来。
Completely rest.
然后把我们自己所想的、所要的呢，我们可以成名，但是我们交托出去。
What we think about, what we want, we can.Tell the Lord, but we laid it there.
我们就发现神的话跟我们听见神的话呢，就跟我们信心能够调和在一起。
Then the word that we hear from the Lord will be mixed with our faith.
我们就得着那个安息。
Then we'll gain that rest.
所以我想哈，就是很多时候我们不要我们。比如说圣经上也讲说不要为明天忧虑。
The Bible also speaks about do not worry about tomorrow.
这些话我们一接受的时候
When we receive this word
我们信得过吗
Do we believe it?
如果你觉得你信不过
If you feel you could not believe it
表示我们没有安息在祭坛上
That means we did not rest upon the altar
所以弟兄姊妹好像整个那个出埃及在旷野的路程有一个图画
the Exodus in the wilderness there's a picture
他说整个图画我们在神叫把整批的子民呢带进他属天的安息。
He was going to bring his entire people into this heavenly rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到聚会哈。
When we come to the meeting.
如果你碰到主的话，我们碰到主的话就能够安息。
When you meet the Lord, you have rest.
我实在深深感觉。
I deeply feel.
聚会表明的是神的家。
The meeting represents God's house.
神的家是神安息的所在。
The house is where God rests.
每一次来到聚会哈
，When we come to the meeting，
你聚会完的时候应该更安息。
After each meeting， you should feel more rested。
如果说你聚会完还是觉得差不多，还更忧虑，那表示没聚好。
If after the meeting you do not feel rest， then you didn't really meet。
但当聚会当中我们碰见主的话，我们信靠他的话。
But at the meeting when you meet the Lord and you trust in Him，
你聚完会应该是里面是蛮有安息。
After the meeting, you should have rest.
我真的是这样感觉哈。
I truly feel this way.
如果一对夫妻结婚成为一个家
，If a husband and wife they married and for a family,
他们要在家中有安息啊，不太容易啊。
They want to have rest in the household. It's not easy.
你再加两三个小孩就更难。
And you put in two or three more kids, and it's even more difficult.
你知道吗？在神的家里面，我们有这么多弟兄姐妹。
In God's house, we have so many brothers and sisters.
也不容易安息的。
It's not easy to rest.
也人很多。
There are many people.
各样的想法事情。
Many different thoughts about different things.
但神有一个目的跟意念。
But the Lord has a purpose and a thought.
他要在神的子民当中
得着安息。 to gain rest.
他要得到安息的话，我们这些人必须要得到安息。
For him to gain rest, we have to gain rest.
我们必须负轭。
We have to pick up the yoke.
必须把自己摆在祭坛上。
We have to put ourselves on the altar.
前一阵子那个孙弟兄有提到那个会幕的竖板。
A while back, Brother Sun mentioned this, the board of the tabernacle.
那个他们在旷野当中盖那个会幕。
When they are building the tabernacle in the wilderness.
当把那个竖板那个板子哈
when they bring the board,
就是站起来之后
when the boards are straightened,
然后整个会幕就开始被立起来
the tabernacle is being formed,
然后那个圣所至圣所的就在里面就里面就有了圣所跟至圣所
and there is the holy of holies there
神就在至圣所里面，他在神的子民当中表明他的存在。
And in the Holy of Holies, the Lord's presence is there among his children.
然后至圣所里面是神的安息的地方。
And in there is where God rests.
所以其实我早年的时候听过弟兄讲到这个竖板的事情，我就印象很深。
Earlier on, when I heard about these boards, I have a very deep impression.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神的家做那个竖板。
We have to be these boards in the house of God.
在会幕，在这个旷野沙漠行进当中，不是在旷野当中。
When the tabernacle was in the wilderness,
旷野里面有很多的风沙。
There are a lot of sandstorms.
有白天是炎热。
It's the heat.
晚上是寒冷。
It's very cold in the night.
有时候有一些热风、冷风这边往那个会幕那边吹。
There are heat and cold and towards the Going towards the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这些人呢，要成为会幕的那个竖板。
We have to be the boards of the tabernacle.
一方面，我们要在各样很困难、艰难、风沙当中呢，能够站立得住。
In all difficulties and all sandstorms, we have to stand.
许多的那个仇敌，好像那个狂风暴雨在那边攻击。
Enemy is attacking.
但是在这些好像瀑布在这些攻击在这些风暴当中呢里面我们里面要安息
that the waterfall and all these storms within us we have to have rest
这是我们今天在地上的时候呢我们里面那个真正的安息
this is the true rest while we are on this earth
当那个竖板呢能够站立 坚守在那边的时候
when these strong boards can be there holding the tabernacle
你发现神的那个至圣所神的同在在里面那个安息就蒙保守
you find that the Holy of Holies God's presence is being protected
所以弟兄姊妹我上次也提到我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切
I mentioned that we have to keep our heart we have to guard our hearts above all else
我们绝对不要因为挫折因为一些的试探引诱一些的打击就跌倒
Do not let setbacks and struggles and attacks to get you down.
我们需要像竖板一样。
We have to be like a strong board.
不管怎么风沙怎么吹呢，他在那边能够持守住，维持神家中的安息。
No matter how strong the sandstorms are, that the strong board can be there to hold fast and that the Lord's house is.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们所讲的安息。
This is the rest that we are talking about.
一方面呢，我们好像在整个人生，我们得到安息。
It's on one hand, it's on our, in our lives we can have rest.
一方面，我们在每天的生活当中负轭得安息。
On the other hand, in our daily lives we take up the yoke, we have rest.
一方面，我们在这个世界许多的征战、许多的这个艰困当中，我们里面有安息。
And in this world, in all these battles, we have rest.
所以这是神所要。
This is what the Lord wants.
这也是神子民。能够得着的一个极大的福气。
And this is a blessing that God's people can gain.
我们应该心中欢喜跳跃，赞美我们主，叫我们能够得着这些。
We should be glad and rejoice in our hearts to praise the Lord.
我想我们就结束祷告。
We'll end here and we'll pray.
所以说我们在这边感谢。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们看见我们得到福分是何等的大。
We see we gain great blessing.
我们实在承认，很多时候我们心中没有平静。
We admit that we do not have rest in us sometimes.
但是你的旨意。叫我们能够归回安息。
But your purpose is that we return to rest.
主啊，我们没有力量的时候，主啊，让我们平静安稳，成为我们的力量。
Lord, when we don't have strength, that we'll be in quietness and in confidence, we'll gain the rest.
因为我们从深处知道神的意念是赐平安的意念。
And deep within us, we know that your thoughts is a thought of peace.
主啊，我们把自己交在你手中。
Lord, we entrust ourselves to you.
我们能够安息在你话语的应许。
That we'll rest in the promise of your word.
我们好像歇了自己的功。
That we cease from our work.
是吧？你就在我们身上开始做工。
That Lord, you'll begin your work in us.
我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.